A state legislative committee voted today in favor of changes to how and when the Department of Juvenile Services strip searches children and adolescents in its custody. However, WIPR's Rachel Bay reports that the group did not make any decisions about shackling youth.
The bulk of the meeting was mired in debate over procedure. The task force did land on a few details. Staff are to wand and pat down children before strip searching them, and strip search subjects should get paper gowns. Juvenile Services Secretary Sam Abed took issue with prohibiting strip searches in certain circumstances. He said one approved recommendation doesn't go far enough to prevent the searches, and another seems to contradict existing law. But at the end of the day, his department will set its own policy.
The recommendations that the department made really do stand alone, and irrespective of the task force's recommendations, we will take those steps that go further than the task force's recommendations.
Meanwhile, legislators plan to introduce bills in the General Assembly next month that may or may not align with the group's recommendations. I'm Rachel Bay in Annapolis for 88.1 WYPR.